现在订阅《大家说英语》杂志，无论找工作、升学或英检，表现更棒。快上
studioclassroom.com，
现在请收听教学节目。
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Esther.
And my name is Garrett. You're back for another travel lesson.
And our lesson is called Discover Switzerland.
Discover Switzerland with us, friends. This small country in the middle of Europe with a lot to see and experience.
Right. We're going to discover it or find out more about it together.Yesterday, we learned that Tara was planning a trip to Switzerland.
While she's there, she might go skiing. When you put skis on your feet and slide down a mountain over the snow.
And she told us she wants to visit some museums in the city of Zurich.
Right. While she's there, she can also go visit a chocolate factory. Take a tour there and see how they make different chocolate products.
Well, today we have James and Julie, and they'll be talking about what other things you can do in Switzerland.
That's right. We'll get to see how they experience life there in this fun lesson as they imagine traveling there in just an instant.
Now, let's go to our Find It question. Our question is, what can't Julie do?
What can't Julie do? Friends, we can find the answer in today's lesson. I know what we can't do. We can't wait to learn about today's lesson.
Now let's go to Sonia, who will teach us our keywords.
Julie 和 James 很兴奋地聊到去瑞士搭火车旅游。搭着火车可以欣赏到瑞士的高山湖泊和小村庄。We can see mountains, lakes, and little villages. 名词 mountain 就是山，而名词 lake 就是湖泊。这趟火车之旅会穿过55个隧道，还有超过196座的桥。The train goes through 55 tunnels and over 196 bridges.名词 tunnel 就是隧道或山洞。另外一个火车行程会带你穿过阿尔卑斯山，横贯整个瑞士。Another train takes you through the Alps all the way across Switzerland. 介系词 across 就是横越穿过。可以看到瑞士最高峰哦，想不想去爬山？Would you like to climb it? 动词 climb 就是爬、攀登，字尾的 b 不发音哦。
Would you like to go to Switzerland, James?
Yes, I'd love to take a train trip there.
That would be fun.
Let's get on the train, Julie.
I'm so excited. This train goes over the Alps down into Italy.
It will be an amazing trip. We can see mountains, lakes, and little villages.
And the train goes through 55 tunnels and over 196 bridges.
I'm going to take a lot of pictures.
So Julie and James are having a conversation. And...Julie wants to know if James would like to go to Switzerland.
And James says that he would love to take a train trip there. Now let's talk about train trips. When you are on a train, you're on a vehicle. It's connected to the ground and you're moving on what we call rails.
Right. Trains are some of the oldest vehicles. They've been around for a few hundred years. They can move lots of people and goods across a country. They used to run on coal, or that black stuff that you burn to move a car forward. Today, many of them are electric.
Right. And in many parts of Europe, people take the train around. So James says that he'd like to take a train trip there to Switzerland.
I'd like to make a train trip. I'd love to take a train trip. That's today's calendar phrase.
I'd love to take a train trip.
I'd love to take a train trip.
我很想来趟火车之旅。
I'd love to take a train trip.
Riding a bus is nice.
I'd love to take a train trip.
Flying is also nice.
I'd love to take a train trip.
Driving is nice too.
But I'd love to take a train trip.
Where to?
Anywhere.
I'd love to take a train trip.
I'd love to take a train trip.
我很想来趟火车之旅。
You know, in English, sometimes we don't want to repeat ourselves over and over again. James said, I'd love to take a train trip there. But where is there?
He's talking about Switzerland. But instead of keep saying Switzerland again and again, he's saying there, that place.
Exactly. Here's Sonia to show us more about how to use sentences like that.
James 说，我很想在瑞士搭火车旅游。I'd love to take a train trip there. 副词 there 可以表达两种不同的意思。第一种是在那里。来看例句。Go to the zoo, you can see many animals there. 去动物园吧，你可以在那里看到很多动物。第二种是到那里，来看例句。You can get there by boat or plane. 你可以搭船或飞机到那里去。
Thank you, Sonia. Well, Julie agrees that it would be fun to take a train trip in Switzerland.
And she is excited. So they're in front of the train and they see a train that goes over the Alps down into Italy. Now the Alps are a group of mountains in Switzerland. They are very, very tall.
Yes, they are. And if you go over them and head south, you'll get to the country of Italy. So, part of the Alps are in Italy, Switzerland, France, and kind of in that area of the world.
Right. And James tells us that it will be an amazing trip if they go on this train trip because they can see mountains, lakes, and little villages.
Let's talk about some of those words, friends. You've heard us say the word mountain a few times now. Mountains are like giant rocks. It could take days to get to the top of some of them.
Right, and some of them are very, very tall. Now let's talk about lakes. A lake is a big place of water that is surrounded by land.
Right, but not as big as a sea or an ocean. There are many fun activities at a lake. Some people go on boats or go fishing.
And Julie tells us more about this train. She tells us it goes through 55 tunnels and over 196 bridges. Let's talk about some of these words.
A tunnel is like a hole through somewhere like a mountain. It allows people to walk through or trains to travel through. Now, friends, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
welcome back to the show, friends. Yes, we talked about tunnels just a moment ago. Tunnels allow streets or train tracks to travel through places that are difficult and mountainous.
Right. Many times you will see tunnels through mountains when you are on a train ride. And on a train ride, you will also go over bridges.
Yes, bridges allow those roads or train tracks to go over a river. Now, friends, let's get back.
Taking other trains would be fun, too.
Right. Another train takes you through the Alps all the way across Switzerland.
We'd see more beautiful mountain scenery.
And we'd see the famous Matterhorn.
It's the highest mountain in Switzerland, 4,478 meters.
Would you like to climb it?
I couldn't. You must be very fit to do that. I'm not.
Then we'll just ride trains. Come on.
I'm going to do those trips someday.
Me too.
So we talked about one train trip that you could take, going over the Alps in Switzerland and down to Italy. But it sounds like that's not the only train trip in Switzerland.
Right. There are other ones. And James tells us that another train takes you through the Alps all the way across Switzerland. So you can go through these mountains, up and down, over and down mountains, and you can go across Switzerland.
Yeah, that word across could mean you're going over the top of an area. Or here, it could mean you're moving from west to east or east to west.
And we need to go to Sonia for Takes You.
James 说，没错，另一辆火车会载你穿越阿尔卑斯山，横贯整个瑞士。Another train takes you through the Alps all the way across Switzerland. 句型 something takes you 加介系词加名词，表示某种交通工具或是某条路可以带你经过、环绕或抵达某个地方。来看例句。That bus takes you all around the city. 那辆公车可以载你整个城市到处去。或是 The metro takes you to many different stations around Tokyo. 这捷运能带你到东京各处很多不同的捷运站。再一句 That path takes you to the end of the trail.这条小径能带你到这个步道的尽头。
Julie says that if they do this, they see more beautiful scenery. The scenery is what you see when you look out the window on a car ride or on a train ride.
When we use that word scenery, we're usually talking about beautiful things we look at, especially natural ones. On this trip,you'd get to see the famous Matterhorn.
Yes, the Matterhorn. And Julie tells us it's the highest mountain in Switzerland. How tall is it, Garrett?
It's 4,478 meters. It's a tall mountain. And it's also the name of a popular roller coaster at Disneyland.
Wow, this one in California?
That's what I know. There might be other ones, too.
Well, James wants to know if Julie would like to climb or go up this mountain.
Ooh, I'm sure it would be difficult to climb. When you climb a mountain, you walk up it, or if it's too steep, you might need to use special tools to move up.
Right, this is a little different from hiking up a mountain.If you hike up a mountain, you're walking on a path. Usually it's not too hard, but mountain climbing is more difficult.
And hopefully our find it question wasn't too difficult. What can't Julie do?
She can't climb the Matterhorn, the highest mountain in Switzerland.
Yeah, I don't know that I could do that either. Julie says it's because...You need to be very fit to do that.
Right. If you're very fit, it means that you exercise and your body is in good shape. She says that she's not in good shape. She doesn't think she can climb the Matterhorn.
Well, James says that then they can just ride trains. He's ready to go.
And Julie says, I'm going to do those trips someday. So not now. One day, Julie wants to go on these train trips.
Yeah, someday they will actually be able to go there, experience the beautiful scenery, and maybe see Switzerland's Matterhorn.
And I wonder how they will enjoy the train trip, especially the one that goes over the Alps and down into Italy.
Ooh, that sounds fun to me. Well, friends, that was our conversation for today. That means it's time now to review our keywords.
Here is your first keyword, mountain. Mountain. It's cool up here in the mountains.
Lake. Lake. It's too cold to swim in the lake.
Tunnel. Tunnel. Let's drive through the tunnel.
Across. Across. They walked across the bridge.
Climb. Climb. Do you like to climb mountains? Friends, those are today's keywords. You're doing a great job.
And now it's
your turn.
Today's words are mountain, lake, tunnel, across, and climbed. Now it's your turn to use them in a sentence. First one. Do you want to fish in the... You got it. Do you want to fish in the lake? Next. They plan to drive the U.S. Great job. They plan to drive across the U.S. Next. This path leads to a dark... That's right. This path leads to a dark tunnel. Next. Larry, to the top of the tower. That's right. Larry climbed to the top of the tower. Last one. This is quite high. You're correct. This mountain is quite high. Friends, I'm all out of time. You're very welcome to join me again for your turn.
Would you like to go to Switzerland, James?
Yes, I'd love to take a train trip there.
That would be fun.
Let's get on the train, Julie.
I'm so excited. This train goes over the Alps down into Italy.
It will be an amazing trip. We can see mountains, lakes, and little villages.
And the train goes through 55 tunnels and over 196 bridges.
I'm going to take a lot of pictures.
Taking other trains would be fun too.
Right. Another train takes you through the Alps all the way across Switzerland.
We'd see more beautiful mountain scenery.
And we'd see the famous Matterhorn.
It's the highest mountain in Switzerland, 4,478 meters.
Would you like to climb it?
I couldn't. You must be very fit to do that. I'm not.
Then we'll just ride trains. Come on.
I'm going to do those trips someday.
Me too. One, two, let's review.
So, David, would you like to take a train trip through Switzerland?
Of course. Riding a train through the Alps sounds wonderful. There are so many beautiful mountains and lakes.
Yeah, what a relaxing way to travel. And the trains are always on time.
Imagine going through tunnels and over bridges. How exciting.
Yes, and there are so many different trains. each one offers a unique experience.
I'd love to see the Matterhorn. It's one of the most famous mountains in the world.
I know. I'd like to see it too, but I wouldn't want to climb it.
Me either. I'm not that fit. Just let me enjoy the view from the train.
That sounds perfect. Switzerland? Oh, what an adventure you can have there.
Yeah.
To say, but hard to practice every day, it means you'll lend a helping hand to those who need it when you can. Love is a given when others have need, being patient and kind to help them succeed. A smile on your face and an outstretched hand that changed the world and helped them understand.
Switzerland really is famous for those beautiful train trips. Esther, do you have a favorite train trip that you've done?
Yes, our family likes to travel to Japan, and we've been on a couple train trips in Hokkaido, the most north island of Japan.
Wow, was it really cold?
We went in the summertime, so it wasn't too cold, but we've also been in the wintertime. But there's always heating on the train, so it's not too cold. How about you, Garrett? What's one of your favorite train trips?
Well, there are long train trips down the west coast of the United States. I remember doing a 12-hour train ride all the way down California. You get to see lots of beautiful ocean as you go down.
What other scenery did you see? Were you able to see some mountains?
From very far away. Mostly it was a lot of cities. Not all the scenery was that great. But friends, hopefully you can enjoy a train trip someday, and hopefully you can join us again tomorrow. That's right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Bye.